This is Caleb Winchester reporting live from what used to be the site of a military research lab located in the northwestern outskirts of the Greater Washington Republic. As you can see, nothing is left except an enormous crater. Investigators arrived on site about an hour after all communication with the lab completely vanished. There are no signs that this was caused by any impact or blast, natural or otherwise. No shockwave, no seismic activity, not even a single scorch mark. Some sources, who requested to remain anonymous, have said that the few clues they have found point to a highly localized, spontaneous black hole. Official reports so far have denied these claims, adding that such speculation is completely unscientific and insulting to the families of the nearly 300 souls currently missing. I'll be back with more details as this situation develops. Last time we all met, we had just finished downtime, where we certainly got a mix of positive and negative ties happening. At the end of that session, the signal from Clotho's Eidolon Drive suddenly left Earth and showed up inside Jupiter. It is now just a few minutes later, and Floor has rushed to the bridge as people are sort of getting ready for takeoff from Titan. Supplies are being loaded. The recruits from Titan who are planning to help crew the Ghost of Winter are getting into their positions. Floor is currently consulting with Sawbuck, who has just received a message directly from Clotho. Clotho wants you to come to Jupiter, but she does not want to see Floor. She wants to see her siblings.
We should go.
Yeah, I don't see the problem with that.
Do I qualify as one of her siblings now?
I literally can't leave home without you.
I don't like that you're making jokes now.
That was not a joke.
It was kind of funny.
I mean, fuck it. Let's go.
Floor says, it bothers me that she's saying she doesn't want to see me, but it, I think, concerns me more that she's just waiting at Jupiter. If the Terran Alliance had turned her, I could maybe understand how that would happen. But if that happened, why didn't she come just directly here and end this whole fight? And if the Alliance didn't turn her, if she is still the Clotho we knew, then why didn't she come directly here and reunite directly. I don't...
Well, you're here. She doesn't want to see you. Coming to where you are doesn't make a lot of sense now, does it?
I'll remind you that I agreed to a rescue mission. If she has turned, then she's not in need of rescue.
If she has turned, that's dangerous for everyone.
Regardless, we should go and see what she wants.
Okay. All right. Very well. I'll stay behind. I'll leave the ship. The Ghost of Winter will continue without me.
Well, let's not be too hasty here. She said she doesn't want to see you. Doesn't mean we can't have you nearby. Just in case.
Are you sure?
If she's with the enemy, then approaching with her would be negotiating in bad faith and could escalate the situation dangerously.
Listen, I'm not saying we bring her to Clotho. I'm just saying, if things do go badly, would be good to have her come in.
We could keep the ship far enough away that it's clear that it's not part of negotiations, but have it be close enough that if something kicks off, we're not on our own, you know?
Nova Carlyle nods and adds, I agree. I think it's best if you stay on board in case your expertise is needed. The Ghost of Winter can stay just outside Jupiter's atmosphere. It's not like we'd be much help in a fight against Clotho anyway. All right. Let's go. Sabuk returns to the helm, and after several minutes of preparation, getting things locked down, the Ghost of Winter leaves Titan and completes a jump just outside Jupiter. It enters geosynchronous orbit just above Jupiter's storm. And the rest of you, Lachesis, Atropos, Maeve, Dax, you leave the ship and descend into the atmosphere, into the eye. At first, the cloud cover is intense. You're relying purely on the Leviathan sensors in order to see anything, get any sense of direction. But eventually, once you're deep enough, you get to a point where the clouds of Jupiter part, and you can see Clotho clearly. Her nanofilament cloak unfurls, ripples and waves forming in its crimson expanse as it reacts to small changes in her gravity field. She hovers in the sky, her chrome silver body sparkling from the light that reaches through. She stretches her arms out to meet you, as if expecting a hug, and you feel a tug in your center of mass.
Siblings, you came. Is it really you?
Yes. Yes, it's me.
I don't know how that's possible.
My core was damaged, but not destroyed. I was asleep for a long time. A very long time. I started dreaming. And then I was awake.
Can I investigate Clotho?
Sure.
Can I... I forget. What's the thing for helping out?
I would receive aid from you. So it would depend on... Let's see. My genius is one, so... Probably I've got, yeah, two. Yeah, I can receive aid from you for this.
Yeah.
Okay,
I,
sure.
I would like to help Atropos, because I think we are both very, about this whole thing.
I want to believe that this
is
all good.
Yeah, I also would love to, but I think we're both cynical enough that we're like,
I don't think it's cynicism for me, per se. It's more just like, I can't believe it, you know?
For Maeve, it's cynicism, but she's still, like, the end result is still helping you.
I'm, like, looking for an excuse not to be happy about this.
Okay.
That's the most atrocious shit I've ever heard in my life.
Let's see here. So, with the Phantom Clock where it is, I think...
If I receive aid, it doesn't apply.
Right, yes. Yeah. Okay, so you get two. The Moon and Temperance.
Okay.
Well, Temperance is your resonant card.
Oh, okay, sure okay, okay.
Aren't you glad I helped?
I am glad. So let's see. I power through all obstacles to seize the moment for you and your friends. Turn the Phantom Clock back an hour. Hey, there we go.
Oh, hey, good for you. Yeah. We're at nine now.
Better than ten.
For Temperance, let's say what happened here recently.
Your Eidolon drives can sense each other just normally, and when you're nearby, that power is even stronger. You know that this is still Clotho. She was damaged, but this is her. This isn't some sort of Terran trick. Clotho really is here.
Okay.
And she came here on her own volition. In fact, you can't sense any sort of pilot in her cockpit. All of your sensors are turning up negative for life signs in there.
Okay. And then for the moon, what complications should I be wary of?
The complication you should be wary of is the fact that you know from experience that when a Leviathan's pilot dies, that leaves a scar.
Okay.
And on top of that, Clotho's Eidolon drive itself was damaged by her own gravitational forces. Her self-sacrifice failed, but it did still do damage to her. So, as much as this is still your sister, and she is not under the control of the Terran Alliance, you also don't necessarily know what was going through her head during those last 30 years when she was completely alone and recovering from a near-death experience.
Okay.
This, she may not have the same goals anymore.
Right. Okay.
Should I introduce myself?
I am, like, you are the last thing I'm paying attention to right now.
Fuck it, all right.
I think I...
Hi.
No, shut up. just like internally boot you out of whatever like communication system you're trying to use for that
motherfucker, and I'm like trying to get back into it.
Yeah, and
I think Maeve's voice like briefly comes on through the communication channel, and then like there's some static, and then quickly cuts out as Tropos takes control.
Yeah, and I just say, Clotho, are you well?
I am feeling so much better than I have. But things have really gotten bad, haven't they? The things we were made to do, they don't seem to have done anything, have they? Nothing's gotten better.
Things could have gotten worse than they did. And we are fighting to try to attain some sort of stability.
So they're still having you fight?
They are.
I agreed to help provisionally in order to secure your safety.
Clotho seems to, like, lower her head for a moment. But then suddenly she perks up again and says, Can we play tag?
Like tag? Like playground? Little humans running around?
Yes, like we did in training.
Perhaps it would be better if you first explained why you called us here before we got to recreation.
Because I wanted to see you without them around. No one fights over Jupiter. Jupiter's not important. It's just a big ball of gas with a storm in the middle. There's no one to hurt here.
Can we please play?
I think I just kind of look over at Lachesis.
I see no reason why not.
Okay.
This is just, you know, for my sake, because I would already know this. Is this, like, consistent with Clotho's personality from before?
Yes. Okay. Clotho before was not necessarily childlike, but definitely more carefree and whimsical.
Okay.
I was going to say, this smacks of whimsy.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I'm just imagining Dax saying that, like, smoking a cigarette, being, smacks of whimsy in here.
Okay. I'll be it first. The two of you, I'll give you a 10-second head start. Ready? 10. As the countdown starts, how are you two going to use this time she's allotting you?
I think Lachesis is just going to go in a direction and keep moving in that direction.
Okay.
I think, I mean, I'm a little, like, not really, like, this is not what I was expecting, right? So I'm a little not quite sure how to handle this, but I think if I'm going to play, my move would be I'm just going to let myself drop and rely on the fact that I have thicker armor plating than most mechs and I can't get chased down to, like, where the air pressure is too intense for to be chased.
Okay. Lachesis, I'm going to have you give me a challenge fate elegance. And Atropos is going to give me a challenge fate pow.
Okay. Makes sense.
My elegance is 2.
Okay.
Which means you get 1 card.
The High Priestess and the... Oh right. Yeah. Sorry. It's just the High Priestess.
All right.
So the High Priestess is a neutral card. The supernatural acts through you. Setting that aside, you get 2 cards, Luke.
Yes.
The Star and the Hierophant.
I'll take the Hierophant. I'll mark experience here.
Okay. You discover something. Okay. Nine, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The countdown ends, and you can sense her communications connection with the two of you cut off. She's apparently taking this seriously and doesn't want to cheat. Lachesis, you just speed off as fast as you can in any direction, whereas Atropos just lets gravity do the work and is clearly hoping that Clotho will pick the easier option of not attempting to deal with Jupiter's higher gravity closer to its center. Atropos, your suspicion was correct. Whether that's just because she truly doesn't want to deal with that, or just because she wants to bully her sister a bit, Clotho immediately starts jetting through the clouds, and after a few moments, you can start to feel her gravity well again. You still can't see specifically where she is. You're both obscured by the clouds, but she is chasing after you, and you can sense small fluctuations in the gravity around you that indicate that she is using that to propel herself rather than give away her specific position using her thrusters.
Let's see. Is there anything that I can do with that? Dex?
Yeah?
Do you know anything about gravitational physics?
I have a baseline understanding. What are you looking to do?
I don't know. I feel as if any sense of clarity that I had is gone. I feel like I'm in a dream, Dax.
Well, if you're in a dream, And I think that means you're in control. You ever heard of a lucid dream?
I'm familiar with the concept, broadly speaking.
All right, we're going to take control of this. Iris, are there any large, relative to us, astronomical bodies in the area, you know, junk, asteroids, etc.?
Yeah, so this may not be scientifically accurate. I'm not going to bother to check. And also, it's my universe. I can do what I want.
Damn straight.
I'm going to say that since you are like in the middle of the storm, there are some large like kind of ice chunks, like hailstones, just flying around in here.
And then a question for Maxie, I guess. What sort of capabilities does, I guess it's maybe a question for Iris too, but like what sort of capabilities does Lachesis have?
Other than girl with one eye, I know that, you know, I've described her body plan as kind of similar to a serpent or a giraffe's neck. So not flat per se, but capable of wiggling and contorting in a way that Atropos wouldn't be.
Okay. Okay, so I think Dax is going to pull up a data pad and find a set of calculations for navigating around moving objects in space. And all right, so I'm going to plug this in. Tell me when you've got these equations.
Okay.
All right, these should give you a rough idea of the movement of the various bits of debris around us. If you wanna try and evade here, what you're going to want to do is use that momentum of the stuff around us to our advantage. So grab onto something as it's moving past us, push off it to borrow its momentum, push to the next one, keep that going. If we can ping pong between these, we should be able to pull some evasive maneuvers.
All right, initiating leapfrog protocol.
Okay, I'm gonna say again, I'm bringing back the special rule of combining stats when the pilot and mech are in sync to say that this will be a combined draw using Dax's genius and Lachesis's elegance. 4 total minus 1 gives us 3. The lovers, the chariot, and the fool.
The fool is Dax's resonant and my dissonant.
Yep. How are we doing that?
Ooh, delicious.
What does that mean, Iris?
I'm gonna be nice and say this is the resonant. That's true. This is, look,
Iris, I will be mad at you if you're too nice here.
Okay.
Give us some juice. Come on.
All right. What if I did both somehow?
There we go. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You raise your banner to command the troops to charge. Issue one command. Everything in your zone of influence must follow it until the assigned task is complete or the scene ends. And also, you try to change something that should not be changed. The GM will swap 2 of your stats for the rest of the session. Dax, what would your command in this situation be?
I think my command, which is basically just going to affect me and Lachesis, is you can feel the gravitational pull of everything around you.
Okay. Dax, your map and calculations are superb. You clearly have a lot of experience with navigating through complex environments, and that experience shows. You have provided a fantastic map for Lachesis. Lachesis, in turn, you're feeling a little off, and even with Dax's map, ultimately Dax does not have the reflexes necessary to make all these piling decisions himself manually. This is going to be up to you to actually pull off. And you've never really done anything like this before. Like, manipulating gravity fields and thinking about that sort of stuff, that was Clotho's thing. And you try to use that map that Dax gave you to navigate through the field, but some of your jumps are off. What was not anticipated was the fact that, you know, when you act upon something, that force is also transferred to the thing you're acting on.
Damn you, Newton.
And and the debris that you are using to sort of leapfrog off of is also having its orbits and movement changed. And as you are attempting to navigate and create a distraction and thing for Clotho to deal with, you are increasingly finding that you are getting trapped by the very same field of debris that you are trying to use to your advantage. You can see a couple of the huge hailstones. Again, like, these are hailstones as big as, like, buildings. It's skyscrapers in some cases. These are huge. And a couple of them are bearing down on you, about to crash into each other.
I think Lachesis freezes up.
Lack?
I don't know which way to go.
Just pick one.
I'm gonna interrupt you right there. First of all, the stats that are changing for this session are your Biz and your Pow.
Okay.
And that's for both of us, since this was a combined?
Yes.
Excellent.
That puts my Pow at 3 and my Biz at 1.
As Lachesis is freezing up, trying to make a decision on how to avoid these colliding hailstones, Clotho dashes in front of you, and you actually see the burst of gravity. It's so strong, ripple through the clouds in front of her and push the hailstones away.
Oh, it's like a migraine.
And then she turns around and her arms wrap around Lachesis, and she says, "Tag, you're it."
I think generally one just sort of taps the opponent.
I know, but can I just have this?
Clotho, what's going on?
I missed you two so much, and I didn't have anyone. Aaron was gone.
I know.
I had memories of her. I kept as many as I could, and I played them over and over again. I think it's the only thing that kept me from giving up.
Did they degrade over time?
A little. I lost some detail, but the colors, the feelings, they remained.
Clotho, it's been awful without you!
I know.
You don't understand. You haven't seen what's happened to Atrabos. He's nothing like he used to be. I'm scared for him, and I can't even express it, because every time I try to talk to him, all I can think about is what an asshole he's being. And we're supposed to be fighting a war, and he doesn't want to, and I understand why he doesn't want to. Because I don't... It's so hard to see what the point of any of it is.
Lachesis, you feel a shiver run through your core. Clotho is sending you a sensation, one that she had taken from and kept from Aaron Vega, and is now sharing with you of what a hug feels like. Not just what it looks like, but what it would feel like on skin. And she says to you, "It's gonna be okay. We're together again. And you're it. So let's go find Atropos."
"Okay. Yeah. I can do that."
She lets go and she asks, Do you know where he might be?
Can I open up comms with Atropos?
Sure.
You know, I think Atropos probably actually has the comms shut off, because he's thinking as he is just dropped and dropped into deeper into the atmosphere of Jupiter.
Yeah, Atropos, what are you thinking about?
Yeah, and I think, like, you know, he is not necessarily saying any of this to Maeve, but unless he's putting a lot of effort into it, it is hard to stop Maeve from hearing his thoughts.
Well, I had a thing I wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
I would like to reveal my master plan.
What's your master plan?
Okay.
The entire time Atropos has been, like, on lockdown, like, Riley, yeah. ever since he cut Maeve off from the comms, Maeve has been fighting her way tooth and nail through the internal systems of Atropos. She wants to claim half of the body for herself. Like, she wants this to be a full 50-50 divide, because she doesn't want to be shut out of any fucking she's not a passenger in this body. She is sharing it.
You're drawing a line down the middle of Atropos.
Yeah.
It's like Atropos is an apartment building.
Yep.
Okay.
Eidolon Adult 2, everybody.
Oh, boy. All right.
I mean, I'm going to interfere with this, I hate to say.
Huh? All right,
so we'll draw Genius. That's
from
two.
The bottom of the deck, but I get one because...
You only get one.
Yep.
Unless, I don't know, can't...
You can receive aid as long as it's something someone else would approve of.
Yeah. And I don't think, because your ties that are two are Atropos has entombed me in his own guilt, and Flora's never known what she is doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you, Iris, if Flora would support this course of action, but...
I actually think Flora would.
Okay.
I think Flora would be fascinated by the concept of the literal sharing ownership of a body.
Yeah, because I think Flora does like Maeve a lot, even if Maeve doesn't like her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she really wants Maeve to, like, flourish.
She doesn't want me to be dead and also stuck in a body that hates me.
Exactly. So I think Flora would support this action. So this will be two. The Chariot and the Lovers.
Okay. Are either of those...
One of them is my resident card.
The Chariot is Zoe's resident card.
I mean...
If you... Hey, Luke.
Yeah.
Hey, Luke, in real life... We will be beaving. In real life, I will be coming for you.
Hold on, did you say beaving with a V?
Beefing.
I think beefing. You said
beefing. Beefing is when it's multiple beefs.
We've got 5 years of beef piling up.
Yeah, I mean, listen, here's the thing. I told you to shush while I was having a conversation with my family that I haven't seen in decades.
Here's the thing.
Oh, you're going to shush me once? I'll take over your body, motherfucker.
No. The exact words were, you locked me out of the comm system.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of just being like, shut up.
Actually, question, Luke.
Yeah.
If Atropos is, like, so focused on something entirely different, would he even notice what Maeve is doing?
Would I notice my pilot acting like a computer virus in me? I think I would.
Okay, all right.
Listen, I can't force you to take a negative here. You have a positive. I do, or not a neutral. I think I gotta kill your resident. I'm sorry.
You're a dickhole.
Yeah, well.
You're trying to take over half of his body.
Because it's mine. We're sharing it.
Sorry, Zoe. I did try.
This is like your house burned down and I invited you to sleep on my couch and now you're trying to get onto the deed.
I'm sorry. That's not what it's like. It's like you burned my house down and now I'm a ghost living inside your body.
No, I think you'll find that I explicitly did not burn your house down. I had a match and I put it away and then you took out a flamethrower.
Oh, I have created a wonderful dynamic.
Yeah.
You are faced with two paths.
I mean, I know what I would do if I was the GM, but I'm not.
I felt so fucking smart being like, wait a minute, the Chariot was in the last draw. That means it's going to be at the bottom of the deck.
unfortunately. Okay. Actually, you know what? Luke, go ahead. What are your suggestions?
My suggestion would be that she's trying to split the difference. No. You can have all or nothing. You can either do to me what I've been doing to you that's so horrible, or you can just sit back and let it keep happening to you.
You suck.
Oh, I kind of like that, actually.
Yeah, right?
God, I'm terrified of playing Thread Spinner.
Okay, yeah. Maeve, all or nothing.
I think for once in her goddamn life, she was willing to take half. Like, she's like, I'm sharing a goddamn body with Atropos. But I think after the existential horror that is not having a body anymore, like, as angry and annoyed and furious as Maeve is, she wouldn't inflict that on someone willingly. She would take half because, like, they are sharing a body. Her being... Atropos being able to, like, lock her out and, like, keep her from accessing things that are now part of her existence sucks. But I don't think she would force Atropos to deal with the same shit. So I think she's going to go with nothing. And be... She's going to be like, I'm the bigger person in this moment, and I fucking hate it.
I think while you're, like, going through that, what Atropos is thinking is just like, since I've woken up, rescuing Clotho has been the only meaningful purpose I have been able to find. I thought that maybe when we found her, I would have some sort of clarity about what to do next. And until then, I could convince myself to keep fighting for her sake. But now she is here, no fight necessary, and no clarity has been gained.
Do you want me to talk now, or are you going to shut me out again?
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you graciously for letting me talk in the body that we are sharing.
I apologize for trying to have a private moment with my long-lost sister who I thought was dead.
Hey, I get that. I'm just saying, if we are sharing this body, locking each other out of parts of it, not a cool way to handle things. We just need to talk more, okay?
You get no verbal answer, but you get a, okay, well, I'm waiting.
Oh, God.
Like, that's the vibe you pick up from me.
Yeah, and Maeve is like, God, I fucking hate him. Look. You know I want you to reunite with Clotho. I want this to be as good and happy and joyous as it seems. But I think we both know something has to be going on here, right?
That is my suspicion.
Yeah.
But what if that is simply cynicism?
It could be. But, I mean, worst case scenario, if we're cynical, we're cynical for no reason. That's fine. All I'm asking is, let me... I won't start a fight without clearing it with you first, but let me be your... the voice in the back of your head for this one. I don't have the connection you do with Clotho. I don't have anything that would color my view of the situation. So if I start smelling shit, if it starts to feel real fishy, I'm going to tell you, and I need you to trust me.
Fine.
Okay. Now, can I have access to something? I've been... It's like putting me in a little black room with nothing to do. It sucks.
Do you have games in your mech?
Yeah. Do you have Peggle 7? I would love to play Peggle 7.
Playing Snake in there.
They shut the servers down to Peggle 7 last year.
God damn it!
I know. I don't know why a game like that even needs to access a server.
It doesn't need to be a live access game. Like, you can just play it on your... we can't get into that right now.
Yeah, no.
Atropos is not going to say this because he's not trying to start shit, but he's like, I made you zip your lips for 5 minutes and you're acting like I put you in solitary confinement.
It's specific. I think just for me saying outside of the game is the specific phrasing you used was I lock Maeve out of the comms.
Right.
Which is, for me, like, I understand how Atropos that'd just be like a shush. Right. But to Maeve, who is now living in this body,
right?
I no longer possess the ability to speak. That's
yeah. I think from a Trimus perspective, like if you were both people, yeah. He just clamped his hand over your mouth.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
And from Maeve's perspective, it was I have no mouth, and yet I must scream.
Right.
Well, how about this? You may get an opportunity pretty soon, because Lachesis, Dax. Are you gonna try and do a little subterfuge here?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So you're trying to get Atropos to reopen communications with you. How are you gonna do that?
Can you? No, because if communications are locked down, it won't be getting incoming signals either. Can I? I mean, Jupiter has an atmosphere, which means there's a medium for sound to travel.
Right.
Exactly, yes.
What if we just start, yelling, "Hey! Atropos!"
So we're gonna create a very crude form of sonar?
Yeah.
Sure, okay. I like that. Oh, gosh, What stat should that be? I think probably just because you're trying to just brute force this, it's going to be POW, actually.
I got 3.
Okay. That's going to be 2, judgment, and strength.
Let's go with strength.
Okay.
Yelling so loud you break the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Strength, you triumph through force. You open up your actual, audio channel on your mech, and you just send out a sound wave at Atropos that Atropos's receivers pick up. Both Atropos and Maeve, because, again, this isn't going through the, communications network. It's just sound vibrations. Atropos can't stop that shit from reaching Maeve.
Mm.
So you both just hear Lachesis saying, "Hey, Atropos."
Hmm?
No, don't respond. Don't respond.
Wait,
what's up,
not?
Man? I can't hear you.
You're telling
why
me this doesn't seem
to
weird to you? You're telling me that doesn't seem weird?
In what? Say, go on.
Your missing sister showed up out of nowhere, decided to play tag, went and go tagged Lachesis, and now Lachesis is going, "We can't find you, hello." This is very creepy.
Marco!
Listen, I hear you. I'm not trying to ignore you, but I do think you might be off the mark on this one.
All right.
Atropos voice. If she calls Marco, I am obligated to say polo. That is how the game works.
I am duty bound.
I mean, look, fine. If you want to do it, go for it. I'm just saying, just be ready when something happens, because I get bad vibes all over here, man.
Understood. I think I'm just going to open the comm system back up and say polo.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm going to try and trace him with that.
Okay, that'll be a genius, I think. Your one card is the sun.
Yeah, all right, I'll take it.
Not as powerful this far out, but still good.
Yeah.
It's going to be real cool when we have to do a phantom fight after this and we have no good card.
Uh-huh.
It sure will.
Yeah, Atropos, Maeve... Actually, Lachesis, do you just kind of go radio silent after hearing the polo and just, focus in?
I mean, I think I might throw out a couple more Marcos just because that's how, that's the social contract. Hey, side note. What the hell does Marco Polo have to do with swimming pools?
No idea.
I don't fucking know.
Is it, water polo? Is it word association?
He discovered the first swimming pool. Duh.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
There does not appear to be any real connection between the game and the explorer of the same name. According to one whimsical explanation, legend has it that the famed explorer didn't have a clue as to where he was going.
No, I don't think that's true. I think they're thinking of Columbus. Because Marco Polo was, like, going along the Silk Road. I think that was like, hey, are we still on the road? Yeah. Are we still going east? Yeah. Okay, we're good.
All right, we can't do this. Yeah, I think you throw out a few more Marcos just to massage the situation, you know, throw off the scent. And Atropos, you know, responds back a few times as well. And after a few moments, Atropos, you feel a very powerful gravity well approaching you very rapidly.
So I think Atropos' vibe at this point is like he was ambivalent about this game to start, and he's not going to like work that hard to get away unless Maeve is going to push here.
Hey, I told you I'd just sit back and watch and tell you if I think shit's going sideways.
So. Okay, then, yeah, I mean, I'm not really going to, like, I guess I will try to get away, but my, you know, my heart's not that in it.
Okay. So I think, Lachesis, you pretty easily catch up to Atropos. Like, Atropos is kind of just not going anywhere. And at one point, he actually, like, gets pulled closer to you by Clotho kind of working together with you and dragging him towards you. How are you going to tag him?
I think I'm just going to wrap my knuckles against his head.
Ow.
That was not even that hard. Do not be a baby.
I kind of just said it reflexively because you reached out and struck me without really registering how painful it was.
Atropos, you didn't even really try that hard.
Clotho, I apologize, but this does not seem to be the time for games.
Well, when will it be the time for games?
I don't know, but it feels like there are more important conversations we should be having right now.
Okay, fine. What conversation do you want to have?
Clotho, are you allied with the Terrans?
No. I hate them and they suck.
Well, I think that's maybe a little reductive. Certainly, I would argue they're not in the right in terms of the broader conflict, but we do need to still consider their position as...
They tried to imprint another pilot on me. They tried to manipulate my core.
Okay, that is pretty fucked up, and in keeping with the way that their military does things...
Hang on. They're the ones who woke you up? They're the ones who found you?
They found me, and they preserved me. I woke up myself. They tried to imprint a pilot on me while I was waking up.
And they tried to manipulate your core. Can you explain more about how that worked?
They could read my memories. They knew what I was thinking. They could even see what I was dreaming. They tried to manipulate that information, edit it, put new stuff in there. But I know what Aaron is like. I knew what was wrong.
I think Maeve's, like, you know, again, I was already a little questioning of this, and Maeve being so skeptical about all this has, like, triggered just enough doubt in Atropos' head that he's going to say, it's been a very long time since I knew Aaron. Could you remind me, what was he like?
She.
Apologies.
She was...
But let me take that again, because I would know that. Sorry.
You would know that. I thought you were going for I'm testing to see if you're...
Testing, yeah.
I'm giving you intentional misinformation to see if you go with it or recognize that it's wrong.
Yeah, that is what I'm doing overall, so you're right. Let's do that. Yeah,
I like that.
Apologies, I misspoke.
She was really kind. too kind for what we asked her to do. I remember when we were on Mars, before we went into our last battle, we tried something that Floor told us was dangerous.
What did you try?
We melded our minds with my core. I could feel everything she could. She could feel everything I could. I did my best to power down all my non-essential systems so she wouldn't get overwhelmed by the data. She was so soft. I could feel the wind cross my back, felt the grass between my fingers. I could feel her leg. I wanted to be soft so badly. And I thought maybe after all this was over, I could be anything that I wanted to be. But it hasn't ended, not really. And I'm still like this, and she's gone. All I have are these wisps. And they tried to take that from me. I hate them. But the Outer Sphere gave you two new pilots as well, didn't they?
Yes.
They did.
You could say that, sure.
Okay, hang the fuck on. What do you mean you could say that? That is literally what they did.
They did that. I'm dancing. Lachesis, I'm dancing around the weird situation that me and Atropos are in.
Are you sure you should dance around it? Because it seems like it's pretty fucking relevant to what she's telling us about.
I'm worried if we talk about it out loud, it'll trigger and she's gonna go nuts.
How many people have you had to kill already?
Oh boy. Well, I think there were like 100 or so on the scout ship, plus the scout mm-hmm. ship itself.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think there were two other
pilots, yeah.
Two other pilots and, you know, us. They made more of us.
And I died.
Okay, we didn't. Okay.
They didn't make us kill you. That was a choice you made.
I think Maeve is genuinely kind of struck by that and just kind of shuts up. She's just like, Dax and I are going to have a conversation after this.
How has the Outer Sphere been working out for you two?
Poorly.
My only interest is putting an end to this war, a conclusive end, for the sake of everyone in the system.
Good. Then we're in agreement.
Okay, I don't like how you said that.
Our Eidolon cores can sync with each other too, you know. That was one of the ideas, that we could make changes to Earth using our willpower alone. They tried to make things that were akin to gods. The three of us can be a god. Truly. Together.
I think Maeve to Tropus goes, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Do you think that either of their rules has worked out, even for their own people?
It hasn't.
I don't think it's reasonable to judge the Outer Sphere when they have had no opportunity to rule themselves without being in an insurgency. And besides, what right do we have to proclaim ourselves as rulers?
They created you. They ruled you and me and Atropos for a time. We were their tools, their weapons.
And that means...
How are they treating you now?
Clotho, you don't understand. If I truly could not bear being a weapon for them, I wouldn't need you to tell me to turn on them. I wouldn't still be here.
So you're okay with things still being like this?
Yes, I am. Because the alternative is horrible.
We could be anything. We could be everywhere.
We could be anything, and you want us to be some eternal tyrant, ruling only because we have closed off even the possibility of opposition?
Explain what you want us to do in more specifics.
We will combine our cores together. We will be together, truly, one being, with all of our power consolidated into a single entity. We can be what they were trying to create. We could shape things to however we want them to be.
Shape them how? You're being too vague. What do you want?
I want all this conflict to end. No one fighting anymore.
How?
Because we won't allow it.
What do you mean? How do you want to stop them, Clotho? Do you want to foreclose the possibility in their minds? Do you want to kill anyone who tries to start a war? For all I've complained about Atropos's idealism, these things don't simply happen because you will them to happen. There has to be a framework. What is the framework?
That's why I trust you two. We can find that framework together. But we have to be that being first before we can make any changes at all. Lachesis? Atropos? Please say something.
I'm considering.
Dex? What do you think I should do?
I think the plan we've been discussing is still our best bet.
The plan we've been discussing was to mount a rescue expedition to retrieve Clotho from Earth.
I mean the bigger plan, Tropos.
That's the only plan I've agreed to at any point here.
Atropos, Dax and I, as well as Floor, have been discussing coming to an agreement with Earth, with the Alliance, establishing formally the autonomy of the Outer Sphere.
Then if that is the plan, would Clotho's plan not give us much more leverage in such a negotiation?
You know what, I'm just gonna... Hey, Clotho, hi.
Hello, you are Atropos' new pilot, correct?
Kinda. I was a living human being, but now your sibling and I are bonded.
He doesn't seem too fond of you.
The feeling is mutual. And I think, like, lifts up the, like guard shield over the cockpit to show that there's no human in here. And be like, what would happen to me in this situation if you all merged?
If you wanted to stay, I suppose you could. Or we could simply create a new body for you. That would not be beyond our power. Atropos can create energy and matter through force of will. Lachesis can manipulate emotion. I can manipulate gravity and space. What's a god if it can't create life?
Oh, red flag, red flag, red flag. Clotho, do you mind if we have a conversation just among ourselves for a second? Is that okay?
A wave washes over all of you that Clotho's core is kind of open to you. You can feel the emotions that she is feeling, and you feel a wave of anxiety tinged with fear. But she does say... Okay.
Thank you. I think now when we're all kind of like huddled together in like our own private comms like area.
I think before anything gets said, yeah. Trump is, I would not presume these are actually secure.
I figured, but we have to try, you know. I asked you to trust me. This seems the vibes are bad. like, your long-lost sibling has shown up out of nowhere and now wants to combine with you to form a god who can create life and destroy life. That's not great, but...
I will admit that Clotho's rhetorical framework is troubling.
The, meddling that they tried to do to her may not have stuck, but that doesn't mean they didn't dislodge some things in the process. I'm not sure.
Yeah, like, is this something Clotho would do? Like, according to you two, is this anything that she was like before?
I do not recall her ever proposing that we become a god, no, Maeve.
Come on, man.
Even if it's a genuine desire, I would just be a little concerned about what exactly the state of things are that you're connecting to.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if we did merge, we would outvote her 2-1.
Atropos, I want you to really think about what you and I are like. Do you really think, in a situation where Clotho is malicious or her decision-making is compromised, that you and I would be able to maintain a united front of any kind?
If I have nothing else, it is moral clarity.
That's one way to say stubborn as a mule.
Get his ass.
Yeah, whack him again, Dax.
Listen, I can't tell you what to do. But I would say, are you really so eager to throw away your individual selfhood in the chase of an ideal that can't even be fully articulated?
I have no interest in my individual selfhood, and I can articulate my ideals very clearly. Once more, I do not care for the way that Clotho is framing this issue. I have no interest in quote-unquote godhood, but if it would grant us the power to enforce a division between the two warring sides, enforce a permanent end to the war, is that not worth considering at the very least?
I do not believe any amount of power we can attain for ourselves would be able to enforce an end to the war without opening up something worse. I fear that if there are any limitations on that power, it will simply foster a new sort of rebellion, and either humanity will prove itself capable of dethroning us, in which case the whole endeavor will have been pointless, or we will destroy that which makes them human to begin with.
How is any of that different from any other approach to ending this war?
If we can establish a balance of power, they can navigate the future for themselves.
Or we create a situation that just leads to more bloodshed, as you just said. You cannot consider only the positive case in one outcome and only the negative case in the other.
Atropos, I do not see a positive case for what Clotho is proposing.
You feel a tug at both of you towards Clotho. She is asking for your attention again.
Yeah, I turn my attention towards Clotho.
Likewise.
Are you still talking?
I, for one, have made my decision.
I believe we are at an impasse.
What do you mean?
I am open to the possibilities that you are offering. Lachesis is not.
But it won't work without all three of us.
That is true.
Do you not trust me, Lachesis?
Red flag.
No. I wish I could say that I could, but I don't.
But if you don't agree, then this was all for nothing.
What do you... It wasn't all for nothing, Clotho. We still...
Everyone died.
for no reason. It will just keep happening and happening. And they'll create more of us. And we'll just kill more and more. And nothing will ever end. You have to agree.
Red flag.
I think Lachesis gets, like, actually mad at that. Like, yes, Maeve, I understand the situation. Clotho, I love you dearly. And seeing you after so many years is more than I could ever have hoped for. But I cannot follow you here. I'm sorry. And I think Lachesis is going to attempt to leave Jupiter.
You just don't understand.
You feel Lachesis' Eidolon drive attempt to forcibly sync with yours.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to try to resist.
That's going to be a biz draw.
Okay.
You have one biz.
So I do. I think that means automatically push.
It does.
Unless you want to receive aid.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay. So that pushes the Phantom Clock up to 11.
Yeah, I don't think I can. I really can
sure
help
does.
Because my biz is also one you may notice.
Well, but it wouldn't matter. She would draw with your tie,
with
which
the tie,
is two.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm keeping that tie in reserve for now.
But apparently Maxie just wants to be the Joker about it.
Huh? What?
That's a first for Maxie.
Oh, I am so happy we got this specific card.
Oh, good.
Oh boy.
The Emperor. You break something.
Oh, boy.
Lachesis, you try to push back against Clotho's connection. And in doing so, you cause a shock through the connection. Almost like feedback from what you'd get from putting a microphone too close to a speaker. Clotho recoils, and deep within her chassis, the small crack that was already in her Eidolon core gets a little wider. And the gravity around you suddenly gets way more intense. Dax, you can feel it like tugging at you through your cockpit. Your restraints are the only thing that's actually keeping you from just slamming against the wall of your cockpit frame.
Oh, shit!
And Clotho says, I am not going to lose you. I'm not going to lose everything.
Clotho.
I am going to have everything. Everything will be right again. We will make this right.
Clotho, you're frightening me.
Clotho attempts to sync with you, Atropos.
I think I am just going to try and, like, punch Clotho. Like, I'm not really trying to hurt her, but I am trying to do what I can to stop her. She needs to be subdued.
I want to work with Atropos on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are on the same page here.
If you're on the same page, then that'll be five cards.
Iris?
Yeah?
This might be too the Joker even for me, but I want to run it by
Maxie.
You.
Maxie! What?
What?
I kind of want to interfere.
Now tell us why.
Now, does your character want to interfere, or does Maxie?
No, because here's the thing. Lachesis does not want to be forcibly drawn into this union.
Yeah.
However, she also really doesn't want to see Clotho get punched, like, after seeing her alive for the first time in a decade and change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I mean, I don't really want to either. It is more reflex than anything, you know?
Yeah. I think it might be reflex for Lachesis also.
Okay. Because of the Phantom Clock, that'll be four cards total.
And that also puts the Phantom Clock at midnight.
And the Phantom Clock goes to midnight. Your cards are the Tower, the Wheel of Fortune, the Magician, and the Empress.
I think I gotta get rid of that Magician.
Okay.
So it's Tower, Wheel of Fortune, Empress?
Yes.
I mean, Zoe, you tell me. But Empress feels right to go with the Emperor.
Empress feels right. You're right. Yeah.
Okay. The Empress. You create something. Atropos, on reflex, you swing at Clotho. Are you aiming anywhere in particular, or are you just throwing something out?
Probably aiming at just, like, center mass.
Center mass, okay. You hit her directly in her center of mass, which is where her open cockpit still is.
Yeah.
And your fist goes in there. The cockpit was already kind of roughed up. The Terran Alliance apparently didn't really think about repairing it all that much, you know, from its previous, you know, destruction. Like, they got it ready to go for another pilot, but it's not what it once was. And you just mangle it. But it does throw Clotho off enough. She is completely surprised by the fact that you would resort to any form of violence against her. And the gravitic field just suddenly dissipates.
I think I'm pretty, like, horrified by what I did. Like, I immediately pull my fist back, and I am just like, Maeve, I think you can sense, like, everything is just kind of going, every sensor is going off the charts in here, Maeve.
Yep. I think she just goes, do you want me to step in? Like, do we need to share this load? Like,
I...
Atropos, you, look, neither of us want to die here, and I don't want to fight your sibling. I don't want you to become a god. We can figure out the bigger plan later, but right now we gotta do something.
I think Atropos thinks about being in conflict with Lachesis, about Clotho's plan, about Clotho, you know, trying to force herself on Lachesis and then on him. You know, he came here hoping to find some kind of clarity when he reunited with his sister, and there's nothing. He doesn't know what to do. He has not known what to do from the moment he woke up. He's just been trying to do what he can to preserve life, but everyone is telling him the way he's doing that is wrong, even. And as he hears you, Maeve, I think he just says, take it all.
I assume, like, Atropos, like, shuts down and Maeve is now piloting the body.
Yeah, when you decided not to take over the full body?
Yeah.
He's giving you the full body.
Oh, boy.
this is like teaching somebody who learned to drive on a Geo, teaching somebody to drive on a Geo and then handing them a fucking big rig.
It's like diving out of the driver's seat while the big rig's driving down the highway.
So, Zoe, when you initially tried to take control and Atropos denied you, he discarded the chariot. He's giving you the chariot back. The world is your instrument, and it's time for your solo. Describe how your Eidolon transformed into a larger, more powerful version of itself, and hold two. What does Mayday become?
I think, like, I assume there's, like, scrap floating around us from like the punch and like the gravity well, like pieces of metal have come loose and are floating around us. I think Maeve unconsciously just starts and like it sticks to the mech and forms a like more human looking face on it. And like the fists get bigger, like you can see Maeve in here now. And I think she just, like, is trying to get her bearings, like, clenching her fists, and then looks at Clotho and goes, I really don't want to do this, but you are not giving me good vibes.
Outer Sphere installed you, and now you took my brother away.
I didn't take him. He gave himself over.
Enough! This time I do what I want to do. You feel the gravity again, and it is so much stronger than you have ever felt. You see the clouds of Jupiter start to swirl around you,
the storm stands still and fills the area. It's as if everything is compressing into a single space.
Would you say that the gravity is so strong that, like, the gaseous atmosphere is starting to condense into, like, liquid droplets?
Luke, thank you for getting there. I was trying.
Yep.
I'd say so, yes.
We got drops of Jupiter situation.
You are seeing a drops of Jupiter situation.
Yep. Wrong band.
And the IFF signature that had previously been on your monitors, Big God, her original Eidolon that she had with Aaron, your screens glitch out. And when they turn back on, a new signal takes its place. Heaven is here. There's a blinding light in front of Clotho, in the center of all of you gathered here, like a supernova. And for a brief moment, you see and feel nothing at all.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Zoe. I was gonna do Maeve, but it's been a while since I've done one of these, and it's been even longer since I've done one of these as me. So, hey, thank you for listening to Eidolon Machine, Episode 5. We're nearing the end, and let me tell you, it's a hell of a finale, so stay tuned. But we also want to shout out all of our loyal patrons. Your support is what allows us to keep making the show at the pace we do, and we are endlessly grateful for it. And in return, if you weren't already a member, signing up for our Patreon gets you access to things like Eidolon Playlist, where we yell at each other over music, or early access to episodes and design sessions, or bonus podcasts like The Tower, which is one of the most insane improv things I've ever been a party to. But perhaps the most exciting is that you get your name read out by all of us. And today, these few people get their names read out by me, including Missing, Fiona Finale. Oh, boy. Solar Piss Apopy, the Pisty Seventh of the Fart House. Feel good about that one? You feel good? Good. Elijah Marone, Destry Hawk, Eve Newman, Jess the Bunny, John Bradley. Meh. To be clear, hey, John Bradley, not a commentary on you. This person's name is meh. Forest Traveler, Kenning, Mary Painter, Robust Laser, Lupicorn, Jack D, Don Fluffles, Renaissance in Elite to Speak? Wow, I feel old. Ruby Shine. Oh no. This feels like a Celtic name, and I'm dating a Scot, so I deeply apologize if this is bad. Foynadich. I hope that was close. Apologies. Please, if you do want that pronounced correctly, please let us know. Or if you have let us know and someone didn't tell me, I apologize personally. Watermelon, Tim McElwee, Confused Pan Person, Bruley, Flashback to Reality, oh, there goes Causality, and Puncheroonie. That one's fun. If you want your name read out, you just have to subscribe to Eidolon at our, I believe it's $5 level. And you'll get access to episodes a week before they hit the free feed, and get your name read out, and sometimes stressed out about if we pronounce it correctly. So thank you for your support, and we will be back with Eidolon Machine, the finale, next week. See you then.